And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got another creative crew in the studio and their live Pony Cam. And we've got Hugo. G'day, Hugo.
G'day.
And we've got Claire. G'day, Claire.
Hello.
Now, you guys are in here because I want to find out about this amazing event called All of This Could Be Yours. Tell us about how did Pony Cam get involved in making this extraordinary event, which is going to happen on Tuesday, the 5th of September, 1 o'clock and 6 p.m. as part of Fuse Festival. How did this happen, Claire?
We probably started brewing a while ago. A couple of years ago, we started a project where we set out to collaborate with a group of folk over the age of 55. So we had six people in our cast making that show between sort of 55 and I think 75 was our oldest. And we devised a new work with them, and then we put it on a couple of times, and then we started doing some workshops around the place with the same kind of age group, and then we found ourselves, yeah, I guess, in another show process with another amazing group of people, but this time feels like we're expanding. We've got a cast of 25.
I was going to say thousands.
Yeah, oh, it feels like thousands when we put them on a stage. But, yeah, so we kind of work in a very collaborative sense as a company, and then when we take on other kind of outside collaborators, often a lot of non-performers, and we just, yeah, I guess that's how we've kind of found ourselves in this kind of hot pot. We've got a beautiful theatre space, which is wild, and a wonderful big cast.
Yeah. So, Hugo, what are the aims? What are the aims for this production?
What are the aims? That's lovely question. I wasn't imagining I'd get that so quickly. What are the aims? I think the aims are twofold for us. This work of this scale in this theatre, with the kind of support that we've received from Darabin, doesn't really happen very much.
I looked at the thing and I thought, my God, it's like Mary Poppins' bag. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
100%, yeah. And it feels like we're playing at the scale of almost opera, but something very significantly community and very something unpretentious about the way that it's performed, which is not that opera is pretentious, but it has that kind of aesthetic of quite, you know, large and massive. Yet this feels very intimate at times. So I suppose one of our aims in that is just to do the thing, show that it can be done, and internally, we make, as a team in Pony Cam, we make what we would call experimental contemporary performance, and for us, that doesn't mean that we're just working in these kind of like no meaning abstract states. We're actually working with just ways or processes that are just very different from the other ways that most people put on theatre shows. And for us, working with community at a scale, showing their stories in a way that's not just them standing up and speaking, but actually quite contemporary and has these kind of like these kind of post-dramatic performance things in them, is mixing the Mary Poppins bag, so to speak.
But it's also unlocking, because the people, I mean, I interview people, and people, when I began doing community radio, what I realised and the thing that I really liked was people actually want to tell their story.
Yeah, 100%.
They want to be listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and they want to be pushed into, well, my experience has been that they want to be pushed into telling stories that are not just the ones they tell everyone, but actually the ones that are like slightly under that. And then it also feels like, in our experience, and we're finding this in this process at the moment, we were up to rehearsing quite late last night, so we've kind of got these stories in us, is they really want like a form or a container that they can express in a big way, in a large way, and really display the emotions that they've felt with those stories at the way that only theatre can support. It has that kind of scale cooked in.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like You know, the thing that's difficult is you take photographs, but they never, unless you're a skilled photographer, they never translate the emotion that you saw when you saw that image in your own head.
Mm.
But you are actually allowing people to express that emotion as they felt it in a public way. That's actually really big.
That's really well articulated. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, cool.
So our first aim is just to do it and do it well. Make something high quality that audiences walk away from going, hey, I feel like I was necessary in that, in what they were doing. I felt like I was welcomed and I felt like I had a great time.
Yeah.
Really simply. That's one of the big aims. And then the second aim for us is just this developing this process. For us, it's not just one show. It's an ongoing process of working with community. And that's just a big part of what we do.
So the concept of the difficult, it's actually a really good media release that was put out by Darabin. It through a large mass of bodies grappling with the difficulties of reflecting community on stage. So it's an incredibly radical thing to actually put the community in a public space. Is that right, Claire?
Yeah, definitely. It feels like we're always walking kind of an interesting line between the community on stage, performing, not performing, especially maybe in this context where we've done a lot of shows in sort of hall spaces or more unexpected environments like abandoned shop fronts or car parks and things like that. And you can really inhabit that space fully as coming at it from a theatrical mindset. You can almost create what you want it to be. And working in a big theatre is kind of incredible because it comes with so much loaded baggage for us, for the audience, for the ensemble, and we feel like it's quite radical to put, maybe people who are non-performers. I'd say that's not all of the cast. Some of the cast has a bit of a performance background or an artistic background as well, and find out how we navigate theatrical language and how we navigate community voices and individuals and ensemble mass all together in this kind of hot pot at the same time. So, yeah, it's quite a wonderful experience and seeing it and watching it unfurl in a really short time frame is, yeah.
Well, there's five of you in your team. Mm. It's that thing about everything that goes on in the media is contrived. Nothing is natural. Theatre is the same. When do you prune? How do you get agreement with your performers to prune?
Well, in that way, it's impossible, right?
Yeah,
like that's
yeah.
that's the.
Who agrees?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a meeting point between. It's a meeting point between a bunch of people and sort of half agreeing.
Yeah, yeah, and then there's suspense and all the other types of things that create a shape to a performance, right?
Yeah, and that maybe is what gives it its authenticity. Authenticity, which is what people have said about our work before, is it feels very real.
I'm amazed that you've done this.
That's very sweet. And I think a big thing about our performance style, so when we're working outside of these kind of larger collaborations, is we perform as ourselves. And you know, it's a version of, obviously, it's not completely stripped back, but it's a version of ourselves. And we come and we talk to an audience quite directly and we share stories and memories. And then when we do performance things or when we do... when we move into more theatrical moments, the audience, it goes with us because they're like, well, they're just a bunch of people who've just been talking to me.
Yeah,
and now they're doing this. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas, yeah. And I feel like when some shows start like that, or sometimes in the previous, when we start like that, people are like, all right, who are these people? And why should I care that they're pretending that they don't see me and they're five meters away from me?
And so you're doing this massaging of the social contract and the social interactions. It's a fantastic interrogation for the audience, right?
That's really well said. Yeah. Yeah, that's really well said. And I think what Claire was saying previously to add on was that the theatre space, the big theatre space, comes with a lot of things. The moment you walk in there, it tells you how to sit, it tells you how to be, it tells you how to what to order before you enter, it tells you that you need to perhaps park, or there's like a ritual to coming, and then the curtains open, and then you receive images and meaning,
and
right?
Light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our show will have some of those elements in it, but from the moment you walk in the building, we want to disrupt that in a way that makes you feel more welcomed and makes you feel like you're more a part of it. So we have lots of plans to do that, but that's a big part of this show.
Oh, it's just so fantastic. It's it's only happening twice.
Yes.
It's only happening twice.
And each time will not be the same.
Each time will not be the same. Yeah, that's as best put as I can put it. Yeah.
Are you going to film it?
We will be. Yeah.
Oh, good, because it's just too good to miss. So Tuesday the 5th of September, 1 p.m. and 6 p.m., and it's at Darabin Art Centre.
It is, yeah. And tickets are all, if you type all of this could be yours online, with Darabin or Pony Cam in any of that stuff, you'll get the ticketing link.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for chatting.